Fendi used to say that the lovers of God are those on whom the ashes of Mansur al-Halaj fell when he, yeah, ooh, when he burned he at the stake, and his ashes flew out and said, whoever those ashes reached, and of course we're talking about world of souls, but, you know, became lovers of God. So inshallah, we all carry his ashes here. Wow, that's great. Ya Mansur al-Halaj, alhamdulillah, peace be upon you. Can you imagine what oceans of friends of God there are? It's just oceans and oceans and oceans. And that's Allah's light. That is Allah's light. The friends and the prophets, mothers of the faithful. That is the light of Allah. As it said, what would the sun be? The sun is but a speck compared to that light. Isn't that amazing that Allah manifests through humanity and through the friends? Yeah, envisioning, you know, envisioning our life, envisioning each other, and in the same way we have visions in the zikr, to keep that envisioning power active and alive in the, you know, during our life, during our days. Because otherwise things tend to collapse, you know. But when we send that power of vision out, that light and that trust in Allah, and then you know, everything is transformed by that. Because we think the world is just the world and everything is set and it's kind of like got, you know, some sort of rational form. Well, it's not. It's just the vision of Allah. The great Shaykh Al-Akbar, Rahmatullah Alayhi Ibn Arabi, says that he has seen every soul that came into existence in this creation, he has seen. It's amazing. It must have been, I don't know, maybe like an endlessly starry night. Where it is a state of wonder, you're right. It's a state that's like that. When we're in that state of wonder, and often in nature, you know, we can be like that. But it's really from the heart. It's has to come, because we can be like that in this, in a city street, or, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. Any moment. But often nature will bring that kind of wordless state of wonder. There's a beautiful passage in Quran where it says, you are in awe, you know, and they, it's like addressing the Prophet, how, in what a state of wonderment. Or the pillar that moaned, if you think of, you know, stone that could feel his touch and his presence. So it said that when he would walk, that, you know, the people who had ears to hear could hear the stones on the way praising him as he would come. So, I mean, put us in that creation.
Amen.
That's when we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and ears to hear. Alhamdulillah. But those are the eyes that are transformed. It said when hearts and eyes are transformed, you know, it says. Amen.